From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection for this hour was made New Year's Eve 2002 in Niagara Falls, New York. After years of debate and months of construction, the Seneca Niagara Casino opened for business. Supporters had championed the casino as more than just a symbol of the free market. They said it could help revitalize a rundown area. They hoped it would bring not only jobs to the casino, but eventually to the hotel attached to it, and then to the region, a spark in a new economic renaissance. And 11 years later, the casino and hotel are still there. There's not much around it. The Buffalo News reports that families routinely complain of not feeling safe in the area, just blocks from the Seneca Niagara Casino there. The jobs haven't really come, but the casino and the hotel are thriving, and the Senecas are pressing on in the hopes of economic revitalization is held in other parts of New York, including Rochester. Yesterday, they announced a purchase of land in Henrietta, and now it appears that action might finally follow all of this talk for all of the years here in our area. Is this the spark that the Rochester region needs for a casino? Here for the hour is an anchor and reporter with WROC-TV, Rachel Barnhart, who has reported probably more on this than anybody locally. Rachel, nice to have you.
Thank you.
And we're going to have former Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson joining us momentarily. But first, we want to spend a few minutes talking with Kathy Walker, the president and CEO of the Seneca Gaming Corporation. She joins us on the phone. Good afternoon, Kathy. Good. Thanks for taking the time. Why don't you update us on exactly, you bought 32 acres in Henrietta, and there's still a lot of hurdles. What are the hurdles that have to come down next for you guys to build a casino here?
Well, there are, but we are delighted that we were able to purchase a commercial site, which is within Henrietta's master plan for future commercial development. So we feel that the site selection is a terrific one. Our next steps are to begin meeting with community leaders and civic leaders to discuss our thoughts for the proposal and to receive input and to work collaboratively to develop a project that will be something that both the local community and Seneca Gaming Corporation will be proud of.
Kathy, despite the fact that it has been years here in discussion of a casino in the Rochester area, when I talk to the local delegation, there is still hesitation to support this without wider community support. What kind of feedback are you getting from political leaders?
Well, again, we are starting on our first steps on a process to begin to meet with community leaders. We were delighted to see the changes that were made this last summer in the Upstate New York Gaming and Economic Development Act. Those changes that were enacted by the state of New York includes having the exclusivity money from the existing Seneca Gaming Corporations be split a different way so that all of the counties, including Monroe, Genesee, and Ontario, will be receiving monies from the existing Seneca Gaming operations. A fourth operation in the exclusivity zone, as you know, the Seneca Nation controls that through a compact with the state of New York, would only add to the amounts that would be available for those governments to share.
We're talking to Kathy Walker, president and CEO of the Seneca Gaming Corporation, for another couple minutes here. Kathy, we look at Seneca Niagara to our west, and they needed an economic spark, and 11 years later, the casino really hasn't been it. Why do you think that is?
Well, I disagree with that. I think that one of the things that you're missing is that in terms of job creation, the Seneca Gaming Corporation has about $133 million in payroll for its about 4,000 employees. Those employees live and work here in Western New York. So in terms of an economic impact, especially for Niagara Falls, where 46% of our employees live within the Niagara Falls zip codes, it's been a tremendous boon to local businesses. Our employees go out, they buy things, their kids go to the local schools, and so you have to look at that multiplier factor as well.
Okay.
Having said that, I think there's more opportunity for Niagara Falls. For example, the company put a $1.275 million commitment to the Niagara Community College Culinary Arts Center, which is a couple blocks down the street. And we're starting to see great synergies from that development and some of the other community initiatives that are going on trying to link the park up to the Seneca property.
Is it then fair to say that certainly a casino like Seneca Niagara is employing a lot of people, $133 million in payroll, but for the notion that it would not only employ a lot of people on site, but spark economic development in rings around it, creating a regional resurgence, that's probably overstating it, and we shouldn't expect that in Rochester?
No, we see things have changed, and going back to 11 years ago, the gaming business has changed as well. And there is a new model that is out there, which is basically called the urban casino model. Now, certainly Henrietta is not totally urban, but it's a different philosophy about how you develop your property. We look to partner with other developers to provide other amenities that will be complementary to our casino operation. So whether that might be food and beverage operations, hotels, other retail or entertainment, those are all things that we look to developers or other community leaders to help us provide.
Okay, a couple more quick questions. Would the guests in your hotel and casino here in the Henrietta area, would they have to pay a room tax?
That would depend. Obviously, our preference would be that the hotel operation be handled by another developer, and so that would be subject to real estate and other taxes that would be imposed by the local or county.
Would they get free alcohol at the casino?
At the casino, yes. Our intention would be to have free alcohol as we do at our other properties.
And give us one more next step here, because we do have a lot of comments have come from social media. As you know, you've got opposition, but you also have a lot of supporters. And we got a comment on social media asking, what are we going to see before the end of this year? When are we going to start to see construction or anything else? And I think we're well ahead of ourselves now. But what's next, Kathy?
I think we are a little bit ahead of ourselves. Our next steps are meeting with community and civic leaders to discuss our ideas for the property and to, again, get the input that we need from the community so that the design that comes about is something that is comprehensive and is a positive for the area.
Kathy Walker, joining us, President and CEO of the Seneca Gaming Corporation. Only had a few minutes, but I know it's been a busy few days. Thanks for taking the time for us, Kathy.
Thank you, Evan. Have a good day.
You too. That's Kathy Walker joining us, and now we'll turn the discussion in studio here. As I said, Rachel Barnhart from WROC-TV is here, and former Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson's here. And Bill, would it be fair to say that you've been a long-time skeptic of the possibility of a casino and the power of a casino?
Yes, Evan, thank you for having me on and being with you here and with Rachel. I'm a skeptic of the great economic benefits that are promised from the casino. I don't have any moral bias against casinos. They just do not deliver what they promise. I heard part of Ms. Walker's presentation, and I say that there is ample research to demonstrate that the only winners in a casino is not the community that hosts them, but the casino owners themselves. They are the ones who win. The community around it does not win.
Yeah, we don't need research to look at Niagara Falls and see that around the casino, it is not booming. And all of, you know, Rachel, you've written about this on your own blog on the Rochesterian. And we're, by the way, if you're on the phone or wanting to weigh in, we're going to get to you in just a second. You listened to what Kathy Walker said about this notion that development around the casino, not just at the casino and the hotel, but in the area, it's coming, that maybe there's more coming. But it's been 11 years. Is it coming?
Well, I think one thing you have to keep in mind about when a casino opens, we all don't suddenly have more money to spend. So just because a casino opens doesn't mean I have more money to gamble. And if I want to go to that casino and gamble, it means I'm making a choice not to spend my money someplace else. So when we talk about job creation at a casino, we kind of have to know, where are these gamblers coming from? If the majority of the gamblers are coming from right here in the Rochester area, that's not really job creation. You're taking money that would go to some businesses and giving it to another business. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, let the casino open anyway. You know, this is a free country. This is free market.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing. The problem with this, with a tribal casino, with that argument is it's not really a level playing field. I mean, she did say that if, and that's a big if, they partner with a private developer, people would be paying room taxes. But, you know, they're going to be giving free alcohol. They generally don't charge sales taxes on restaurant meals. So it's not really a level playing field. And that's why communities...
You mean with other local establishments.
That's correct. Yeah. And that's why communities really do have to decide, you know, if they want this type of business to come into their area. And about communities deciding, it's still not clear to me what role the town of Henrietta would play in this. Because once, if the Senecas get federal approval to make that, sovereign property, all of a sudden the local say goes away. And I would point out that in November, town of Henrietta residents voted 53% of them opposed the statewide expansion of casinos. And that was a larger margin than Monroe County voters, who were pretty evenly split on the issue.
Stress that point again here, because I don't want that to get lost. In November, you took a look at the data and you found 53% in Henrietta oppose it.
That's correct. We went to the Board of Elections and we asked, how did the town of Henrietta vote on the statewide casino expansion? For those of you who may not remember or maybe didn't see it on your ballot, the state is allowing up to 7 non-Indian run casinos to open in New York State. That vote did not affect Rochester because the Senecas have exclusivity west of Route 14. So they control this area as far as casinos go. But it does provide a window into the sentiment. I'd be very curious to see if anyone's going to do any polling of Henrietta residents and Monroe County residents in particular. But I go back to my original point about where are these gamblers coming from. We have a casino in Buffalo. We've got Turning Stone in the Syracuse area. It seems to me these people are going to be coming from Rochester.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
I think we need to add it. Rachel's laid out a compelling case, but we need to add some additional facts. First, this land at Clay Road would now become part of a sovereign nation, and thereby beyond the laws of Monroe County, the town of Henrietta, the state of New York. We need to understand that. That's taxable property now that's coming off of the tax rolls of Monroe County and the town of Henrietta. The second is that unlike Niagara Falls and unlike some of the other depressed places where casinos have gone, I could understand why people in Niagara Falls and Detroit would be excited, because they're looking at very distressed areas and they have some hope that a casino development would turn their fortunes around. They really had nothing to lose. They were already at the bottom of the barrel. That is not the case in Henrietta. Henrietta is an economically viable community. And this location that they're going to build is a mile from Jefferson Road, the Jefferson Road corridor, which is chock full of booming, bustling commercial enterprises. Every one of those enterprises stands in danger if that casino is built. Because as Rachel said, a patron, rather than going to Long Star, to Joe's Crab Shack, to Robin's Hamburgers, any of those other places, they now go down the road to the casino. They go down the road to the casino, and that $10 that they would have spent on a meal there, they now put it in the slot machines, and if they were going to buy some beverage, they get it free. It is an existential threat to the economic prosperity of the town of Henrietta for that casino to be built in Henrietta. And my third point is this. We are already overbuilt for casinos in this part of New York State. We have four full-scale casinos within an hour and a half drive of Rochester. So if you don't need to suffer, if you have a gambling binge, get in your car and drive west to Niagara Falls, to Buffalo, to Cattaraugus, get in your car and drive east to Turning Stone. There are three racinos in this area, Farmington, Batavia, and Hamburg. This casino will oversaturate the marketplace. And as Rachel said, all they're doing is moving gamblers from one location to another. And we know that some of those are going to suffer and may even go out of business. So the 2,000 jobs they promise here on Clay Road will amount to probably 2,000 jobs being lost in Farmington and in Batavia.
And speaking of saturation, we don't know what kind of casino they're going to build here. I mean, we're all kind of assuming it's going to be some luxury gambling palace, but because there are so many gambling options in this market, are the Senecas even going to go all in on something like that, or are they going to build something very modest? That would be one question I have for them.
And I want to add one last point.
Go ahead, Bill.
There is another existential threat to them, at exit 41 on the thruway because our good friend, Tom Wilmot, who wanted to bring us a casino in downtown Rochester, is proposing to build a $325 million casino in the town of Tyre in Seneca County. So they might go all out, Rachel, just to try to divert traffic out of that
casino. Well, I think it's pretty clear that the Senecas are making an aggressive move into Rochester because of the threat from Wilmot, because of the possibility of the casino in the southern tier. They almost have to do this or else they risk losing more Rochester gamblers from their own establishments to the west.
Okay. If you want to join us in this conversation, Barbara and Rich, you're on the line. We're going to get to you next. And it's 263-WX6I, 263-9994. Rachel Barnhart from WROC-TV, former Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson in studio. We heard to start the hour from Kathy Walker, the president and CEO of the Seneca Gaming Corporation. A little bit later this hour, we're going to hear from Mark Cassini, supervisor of the town of Gates, who has supported a casino but would have liked to have seen it there. We're going to get his perspective as well and trying to get all sides of this. I do want to ask Bill a couple of questions. Number one, or at least let's look at what Kathy said, because I'm trying to be fair and channel what Kathy might say if she was able to stay with us. She talked about, in Niagara Falls, $133 million in payroll there. And I think she would heavily dispute the notion that all $133 million in payroll would be wiped out from who, all of those workers on that workforce were drawn from other workforces, so it's a net zero. I think she would say that can't be the case. And I think she would probably say to Mr. Johnson, Bill, even if there is no development around a casino, if you can get $100 million in payroll, isn't that a benefit for the community in and of itself?
Well, all jobs are not necessarily good jobs. You know what I'm saying? And but I think that she has a steeper hill to climb in her arguments than the opposition because of the landscape that currently exists. What is the net benefit? What is the net gain for this area? A lot of people who gamble who don't want to drive to Niagara Falls can drive 30 minutes from Rochester, and they can have a gambling experience, and they can have an entertainment experience. It may not be at the same level. So going to Batavia and going to Farmington are options. The casinos don't produce anything of substance. You know, they take money, and they take money from the most vulnerable people. There will be people who haven't gambled before, senior citizens who are bored, who are going to get, you know, I got a call yesterday from a friend of mine. Said, oh, I just got an offer to go up to Niagara. They're going to give me $100 in cash, and they're going to give me a free bus ride, and I can stay overnight in the hotel. Well, they certainly are hoping that he takes more than that $100 that they've given him to leave in that facility. And they hope that he'll like what he experienced so much, he'll come back next time, and they won't give him the $100 to come back. He'll come back with his own money. This notion, and it's been proven, the number of problem gamblers increase exponentially when you give them an opportunity to gamble. So why should the government be in the business of encouraging bad behavior? That's a question that nobody really wants to answer. Why should the government benefit from bad behavior? I feel very, very strongly about this issue, but I feel even more strongly because this is overbuilding. This is sprawl. In a most odious phone, the sprawling of casinos is very, very offensive to me.
Well, let's get to the phones and let's bring in Barbara and Henrietta. Barbara, you live in Henrietta and probably not far from where a casino would be. What do you think?
Well, I live in the vicinity. I think it's interesting that the lady from the casino says that this is urban property. It is not. Jefferson Road is commercial. If you look at a map, this is set in a residential setting. There's Wildfire Road, Castle Road, Victory Baptist Church across the expressway, the Peters Center. It will be 1/2 mile from, I drove past this morning, from MCC's gate to this casino. I've been disturbed, though, about the fact that I have had interviews with the radio station, the TV stations, and presented facts and figures, none of which have been on TV. They've took a 30-second sound bite and then went to the town meeting and in an attempt, I would assume to be fair, took two people who were for the casino.
Okay, but you got your chance here, Barbara. Go ahead.
Okay, and I'm saying that that essentially was not fair because the room was full of people who were against it, and for some to say, I'm for the casino, it's going to present a lot of jobs. Well, that's a fallacy that they're going to bring in all this money. Why would they be willing to invest, according to them, hundreds of millions of dollars in a casino in Henrietta? What is their payback? We're not going to get that money. We have seen the neighborhoods around in Niagara Falls that were a going entertainment section, and as soon as the casino opened in 2003, those little restaurants and everything was gone. But one of my concerns is Governor Cuomo received $715,000 from the Senecas for his election campaign, and now he's in favor of talking to the Senecas about opening a fourth casino. They have their three. We voted against it, as Rachel has brought out. And there have been wonderful studies by the FBI, by Dr. Siegel from Niagara University, about the jobs that will be lost and the their legal requirements. They don't pay property taxes, bed taxes, apply for licenses, abide by antitrust laws. They don't pay for health insurance. They don't pay for unemployment, disability insurance. And furthermore, they'll be selling or giving liquor away 20-some hours a day. Now, that traffic will all be out in the Henrietta area or going on 390 going the wrong way, and we'll have more deaths. And DWI.
All right. Well, let me jump in, Barbara, and say they did acknowledge, and Kathy acknowledged that Kathy Walker acknowledged that they would be giving away free alcohol. Almost all casinos do. But I want to address the point that you raised regarding the governor and when it comes to contributions and whether people actually want this. Rachel, what have we seen in terms of the data, in terms of where New Yorkers fall on issues such as this one, where Rochester falls?
Well, certainly New York State voters did approve the referendum
That's
to
right.
expand these casinos, and the governor thinks that they're going to bring tourism upstate. There was an interesting article in the New York Times, I think it was last week, saying that upstate they're considering on the edge of Westchester County, 49 miles from Times Square. So that would really defeat, I think, some of what he's been talking about, bringing casinos and casino jobs and casino revenue to some of our distressed areas. But, you know, your last caller talked a lot about Henrietta and Henrietta residents, and I wanted to make a point about this. Henrietta residents are already subsidizing businesses in Henrietta, namely Marketplace Mall, a lot of those hotels on Jefferson Road. They've all gotten tax breaks, which means that Henrietta homeowners are paying more in taxes to help these businesses succeed. And it is worth asking, because Henrietta residents are in deep on this. What is the impact of the casino going to be on these other businesses? And how are Henrietta residents going to benefit on their tax bills? How much money, and this is something that I'm sure will be worked out if this goes forward, how much money is the town of Henrietta going to get? Is it going to be used to lower their property tax bills? How's that money going to be used? And a final point there, you know, Niagara Falls, when the Senecas got into a dispute with New York State, they withheld a tremendous amount of money, I think $60 million in payments from Niagara Falls, and Niagara Falls had budgeted for that money, needed that money, and will there be some kind of agreement that if, you know, the Senecas and the state get into another argument, is Henrietta going to be held hostage? So these are all questions that I think need to be answered as we go forward.
We're talking about a casino and the development this week that the Senecas have bought 32 acres in Henrietta for a possible casino, spending about $2.75 million. And let's take one more quick call before we get to the shortest break in radio. Let's get to Rich in Rochester. Go ahead, Rich.
Hello. The ex-mayor in this city has touched on a point that just stands out to me. Number one, aggregately, a casino produces nothing. It's a service, so all the goods and stuff they buy outside of here removes money, and number one, and the profits they take out. So regardless of the jobs that they say they produce, there's an aggregate sucking sound of just money leaving the area, and that's you can't argue with that. Another thing is, to reiterate the studies that they have looked at Atlantic City, at Niagara Falls, you can't go to too many places outside of Las Vegas where you can say that the surrounding area was not negatively impacted by casinos, because they're built to be all-encompassing. They don't want one penny to leave that building. And if a store down the street gets a pack of cigarettes, that's money they lose. If someone buys food at a restaurant a block away, that's money they lose. I mean, they have basically a economic desert around them. There's nothing to survive around a casino. And anybody who thinks that they're going to open a business a half a mile from a casino and do good, I think they're fooling themselves.
I think that's the point that former Mayor Bill Johnson was making, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, and as I say again, I hate to sound as though I'm just being critical of Niagara Falls, but Niagara Falls has not benefited in any way. And the best thing that can be said about Seneca, Niagara, is that it's kept a lot of New Yorkers from going across the Niagara River into Ontario to gamble. So they stop people at the border. But in terms of what that city hoped for, that city is in deep trouble. And the caller indicated that they promised payments. I think Rachel indicated that. You know, we almost had to sue Niagara Falls, almost had to sue in Cattaraugus and Salamanca, which is still in deep trouble. I mean, Salamanca, after getting that money that was long overdue to them, I think is raising their taxes this year 20% because they have not benefited in any material way. We have the opportunity here. They can't, despite the purchase of the land yesterday, there's nothing the Senecas can do to build it without Governor Cuomo's signature. He has to revise the compact to allow them to build a fourth casino.
And he says they haven't even started negotiations yet. But he's so pro-casino, it's hard to see him take a hard line against the Senecas when he's promoting casinos across the state. And as the other caller mentioned, he does get a ton of gambling money into his campaign coffers.
But there's a headline here. Governor Cuomo is running for election this year, and he wants to run up the biggest margin he can. And the voices of citizens can be heard on this. There's a lot of people who are very upset about, not just here, people upset in Saratoga Springs, people upset in Albany, people upset in Seneca County. So across this state, we have this NIMBYism that's going on that I think can really blow up in the government's
face.
But
are they a vocal minority or do they really? I mean, obviously, we have the Monroe County was split on the statewide referendum in November. I mean, it was almost evenly split percentage-wise with a slight no's winning. But I would imagine there's some aggressive polling going on. But even if Henrietta residents don't want a casino, I'm still very, very interested in process. You know, if they send a clear message to Albany, we don't want this, does Joe Morelli then, or, you know, are there local elected representatives forced then to carry that message and block it in Albany? I'm very curious as to process as to how this is going to play out.
And not that I know anything, but let's just be clear here. The Senecas have enough money in the bank, over $500 million of cash. They could drop $3 million in on a piece of property in the town of Henrietta and go. Marcosini might get his wish. They might go to Gates. They might go to Arondecourt if Conjo could get their act together up there in Arondecourt Mall. So we need to be vigilant. This is a moving target. I think today's announcement says, yes, they're serious about coming into Monroe County, but it's not quite clear where they will end up. They could be anywhere in Monroe County.
Yeah, I think it, and I do think that purchase of that land was a defensive move.
Let's take the shortest break in radio. We're going to come back, take more of your calls, and we're going to hear from Marcosini, the supervisor of Gates, who would have liked to see it in Gates, and hear more from you. We'll also get Rachel Barnhart's views on the questions she wants answered if you read her blog. Former Mayor Bill Johnson is in studio as well, and your calls next. Evan Dawson on a Tuesday afternoon on Connections on member-supported public radio. Welcome back, and if you are holding to talk to Rachel Barnhart, Bill Johnson, and weigh in on the notion of a casino here on this Tuesday afternoon, stay there. We open this hour with a conversation with Kathy Walker, the president and CEO of the Seneca Gaming Corporation. She was explaining why she wants to see the Senecas build a casino in our area, and they bought land in Henrietta yesterday, although that doesn't mean it's a done deal by any means. And in fact, one person who thinks it is not likely to ever happen is Mark Cassini, even though he, as the supervisor in the town of Gates, would have liked to see it happen there. Earlier today, I had a chance to chat with him for a couple of minutes, and we'd like to go ahead and listen to that. This is Supervisor Mark Cassini talking about a casino. Mark, let's start with just your reaction to hearing about the Seneca's purchase in Henrietta yesterday.
Well, I think the odds of a casino being built in Henrietta are like hitting the jackpot on the slot machines. There's been some movement at the federal level to allow Indian nations to press forward with applications for gaming, but the process is so cumbersome and so difficult, and so few have been successful in this process that it's an unlikely scenario.
Do your comments reflect a little self-interest, given your desire to see such a project happen in Gates?
No, what they reflect is an understanding of what the process is, because we were looking at the possibility of a casino at Rochester Tech Park. And so in that process of talking with the Seneca, understanding what would have to happen in order for a casino to be built, it became very clear that the opportunity to do so is very, very small.
Mark, over the years we've heard about, in this debate about a casino in the Rochester area, we've heard talk about possible economic development, et cetera. And what do you think you and others have learned from either looking at Turning Stone to the east or especially Seneca Niagara to the west, where we've seen a casino but not a whole lot of surrounding development?
Right. And the CGR has done an excellent job in reporting on this. If people are looking for casinos as a tool to grow the region, it won't happen. If you look at casinos as an opportunity to have several hundred employees directly employed by a casino and a couple hundred more employees employed indirectly by a casino, support jobs for that casino, and if you're looking for millions of dollars in shared revenue, then it truly is an opportunity, and that's why many municipalities have sought this out. But there are downsides to casinos, without a doubt.
And finally, given your, let's say, lack of confidence that Henrietta will ever fully develop a casino, but still your general support of the notion of a casino, what would you say to people who do want to see it done? Particularly, we've heard from people online, we've heard from people on social media who say they're either sick of the debate, they're sick of the negativity, they'd like to see it happen. And again, I'm not speaking for everybody. There's plenty of people who don't want to see it happen. But what I'm saying is, for the people who say, I do want to see it happen, but we've seen nothing but talk for a decade or two, what would you say to them as a good course of action, if any?
Unfortunately, the course of action is in the hands of the federal government and the governor, and quite frankly, the process is daunting, to say the least. So unfortunately, I would say to you at this time, there's very little hope of that happening. Now, the Seneca are hoping they can convince the federal government to change their position, and there is some indication that that may be happening at the federal level, but right now, under the current circumstances, it's a very daunting task.
That's Mark Cassini, the supervisor of the town of Gates, and let's make it clear here. He has supported a casino, and in his words, for those who think casinos would grow the region, it won't happen. We've seen the evidence. We've seen studies. You look at Niagara. I think at least we can agree that it is not going to create a boom town around it. Perhaps it can be a magnet for creating hundreds or 1,000 jobs or more, as they say in Seneca Niagara. Mayor Bill Johnson has disputed that, saying it's only drawing jobs from elsewhere. But at least we can agree that it is not going to create a boomtown around the direct vicinity, whether or not that's needed. So I think at least we're framing the discussion a little more accurately. Let's get to the phones. Again, we've got Rachel Barnhart and Bill Johnson in studio with us talking about casinos. John in the city. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Evan. I get up to Seneca Niagara Casino. I'm not a gambler. I go up for the shows, the entertainment, and it's a lot of fun. But my concern would be the giving away the sovereignty to the Indian nation. That concerns me a little bit, and what the future would hold as far as tax revenue goes from property taxes. But having said that, one of the reasons Niagara Falls has faltered, the city of Niagara Falls, Niagara County traditionally has been one of the most corrupt counties in America, and I personally know a number of people that have went to jail, politicians and contractors, and bribery scams the FBI investigated there. So Niagara Falls is kind of a bad example to use. And the other point is, Henrietta, actually, the commercial development in Henrietta has made Henrietta one of the lowest taxed municipalities in upstate New York. The commercial vitality and development has done the opposite of what Rachel said. It's actually made it very, very low. And I talked to the assessor for Henrietta, and he would agree with that.
That's true, except that, you know, the school district in Henrietta, the Rush Henrietta School District, had a very hard time with the recent tax incentives that were awarded to Park Point and Marketplace Mall. They said, you know, look, we're getting really, really squeezed here, and we need people to pay their fair share. So, yes, Henrietta has benefited from a lot of that commercial development, but there are also pressures being faced in that municipality, as there are in many others. And it's still, we still don't know how much money the Senecas would give Henrietta, and we don't know how that money would be used. I mean, how when have we ever heard of someone's property taxes being lowered, right?
But if it wasn't for Marketplace Mall, you wouldn't have J. Scuddy Plaza. You wouldn't have a lot of development there, some of the big boxes, and they're paying a lot of taxes. So I think
you know who paid for the development out in Henrietta?
They pay school tax.
Right. Well, right. But what I'm saying is that that Henrietta residents are still subsidizing those businesses. And
the commercial vitality, those abatements, they burn off after a certain period of time. And the ones that have burned off are contributing to the vitality of the town right now.
It's interesting you bring
Rachel. I would drop that argument.
I have one more thing to say about your argument. You're talking about how the building up of Henrietta was so wonderful for Henrietta, but you know it wasn't wonderful for downtown Rochester. And you want to talk about a shift of wealth, and you know that's an example of when we're talking about a casino and maybe the impact of a casino. That would be a good example that I would use.
John, but let me say this: we can't relitigate. I understand John's point and Rachel's point. You both are accurate, but we can't relitigate this. But this is what we do know. Because of the development that has occurred in Henrietta that has led to the prosperity, and it has created lower property tax assessments for the residents. There's a lot of attractions out here. A lot of people come to Henrietta. All of that is put at grave risk by this casino development if it should materialize. Because all those people who flock up and down Jefferson Road today, well, many of them are going to be diverted.
Not all, Bill, to be fair.
But many will be diverted into this casino operation. It's an entertainment venue. It's like going to the theater. It's, you know, people are surprised when they see me in a casino. They say, I thought you didn't like casinos. I didn't say that. I go. I don't go all the time. I go because it's like going to the movies for me. It's like going to a baseball game. It's a form of entertainment. That money that I spent up there, because I've never won, is money that I don't spend going to see the Rochester Red Wings. And we need to understand that. Do we want to create a one-industry town, which is a casino, or do we want to have diversity here? Henrietta and Monroe County really is not the optimum place for the Seneca should have come here 10 years ago. They're kind of late getting
into this
game.
Well, didn't they, Bill, and you didn't want them?
No. That was the Senecas of Oklahoma. That was some kind of phantom tribe trying to make a land claim on downtown Rochester where they had no claim for any kind of land in downtown Rochester. That was a whole different group.
Would you support a casino in downtown Rochester?
No, I see no benefit for a casino in downtown Rochester. Not at the four corners of downtown. It was the worst possible place to propose a casino.
All right, we're talking to Bill Johnson, former Rochester mayor. Rachel Barnhart, who's reported on this issue for many years for WROC-TV, is in studio with us. And taking your calls, and let's get back to the phones. And we'll get to Jim. Go ahead, Jim. And Jim, you can go ahead and turn down your radio in the background.
Okay, I'll turn it down.
Look, there is a yes. Go ahead, Jim. You just gave a good lesson for all future callers.
Okay.
A good lesson for all future callers. Go ahead.
This is a very interesting conversation, and it's long overdue.
Jim, what's going on with your radio? Hey, hold on.
Hello, is that better? Hello?
That is not better. I'm putting you back on hold, Jim. Turn your radio down. I'll come back to you. Let's get to Pete in Rochester. Go ahead, Pete.
Good afternoon. The whole purpose of this endeavor is supposed to be to create jobs. Andrew Cuomo has in his office a plan that will create tens of thousands of jobs, good, high-paying jobs, union jobs. It would also get us on the path of being an attraction for business and residents in the state. The plan was co-authored by a man named Mark Jacobson. The plan is titled How to Power New York Without Fossil Fuels and Do This by 2030. We continue to claim that we want good jobs, we want to keep the money here in the community, we all know we need to make this transition. It would be advantageous to business and the communities in this state if we started the transition yesterday. But we continue with these pie-in-the-sky visions that we're going to get economic development through casinos. I have mentioned this plan on this program at least four or five times. I have yet to hear a follow-up. Now that Bill Johnson is here and Rachel's here, please, would you do something with this? The community and the state and this country needs to know that not only can we in New York do this by 2030, but the man has written the initial article, the initial plan that he wrote, he co-authored. The plan was to do this for the entire world by 2030.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Are you going to contact Mark Jacobson and have him on to interview him to talk about this plan to transition New York, to get New York off of fossil fuels?
You're asking me if I'm going to. I don't have currently a plan to do that. No, Pete. But I'm happy to look into it.
I appreciate that, and I'm sure the community and the people in this state and the people, the citizens of the world would appreciate it if somebody would take the initiative and get this ball rolling.
All right, I will look into it. I don't know what's happened with our phone system today. Things are gone a little bit off the rails today, but let's see if John and Henrietta can get us back on the rails. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I'm sorry?
I said thanks for calling. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. I think what it comes down to is people really need to listen closely and examine what they're being told by the Senecas and the press release that they had yesterday to really study what these promises are. People hear just buzzwords of jobs and money, and it's like a magician waving it in front of people's eyes, just trying to hypnotize people. If they really study the facts and listen to specifics, it just doesn't make sense. They're just empty promises. Like, for example, Mrs. Walker said, there's a new model, the urban casino model. And she said, well, Henrietta isn't really completely urban. Well, I have news for her. Henrietta isn't urban at all. Okay, it's a family residential suburban town with a great commercial base, tons of great restaurants and retail, but we're not part urban. You know, we're not a place for your urban casino model. We are a town of families and students and retirees, but people live and they love their town just the way it is, and they don't want it changed with a blinding 24-hour casino right in the middle of our town.
Well, I think the mayor and a lot of the people who've called today, John, agree with that. In fact, if you missed John's point, earlier in this hour, we opened with a conversation with Kathy Walker, who's the CEO of Seneca Gaming. And I asked her why, after 11 years of Seneca Niagara, we have not seen any development around the actual casino and hotel. And look, I've got no dog in this fight. I'm trying to understand the evidence as I see it. And she told me, well, we have seen development and we're going to see more. And Bill, do you buy that? Do we see any development around Seneca Niagara that you see?
If it hasn't happened, it's highly likely that it will happen.
11 years. I mean, how long is a reasonable wait for a development around a casino is sort of the question we have. But she's saying that they think they will see more, and they think this model will travel. Rachel, what do you make of John's point that Henrietta doesn't match up with whatever urban model she's talking about?
Well, it may not be urban in the way we think of being urban, but I think what you meant is that it is a big population center. There are nearly 50,000
sure.
people who live in Henrietta. I want to point out that my mother goes to Seneca Niagara a lot. She plays poker, and she would love a casino here in Rochester. But when she goes to Seneca Niagara, she does nothing else but go to Seneca Niagara, stay in their hotel, and drive home. It's not like she's walking around Niagara Falls or patronizing any of their businesses here. I just want to see what the market study is, and I think that as we go forward here, I would hope that Henrietta officials and local officials would ask the Senecas for a market study as to who they think is going to patronize this casino. I mean, Mark Cassini contradicted his own point. I don't think a casino is going to grow this community, but it would be nice to have several hundred jobs. What he really wanted was those several hundred jobs in Gates, because those several, if you're not growing the community, where are those several hundred jobs coming from? They're likely coming from someplace else. When a casino opens, we don't suddenly have more money to spend. And I think that's, you know, the huge point here. And anyone who thinks that a Henrietta casino would be a tourist attraction, that's where the market study comes in. Who's going to plan a day trip to Henrietta? What else is there to do there? Do you think they're going to take a break from the casino to drive down to the George Eastman House, maybe catch a show at the auditorium, and then go back to gamble at the casino? I don't see it happening that way. I think we're just going to see local dollars, local entertainment dollars being used at the casino.
All right, Jim, let's try it again. Thanks
okay.
for calling Connections.
This is a very interesting conversation. I'm happy you're having it. First of all, the casino business is a people business. And if you don't have any people, you won't have a business. Number two, the town of Henrietta was one of the most wealthiest suburban towns in this area. They had over $20 million in the bank sitting there doing nothing. That's why it was a shakeup in the political structure, because they didn't have forward-thinking leadership at the town supervisor level, okay? Number two, people in this community spend their money everywhere. They go to, as the former mayor has said, they go to Turning Stone, they go to Batavia, they go to Finger Lakes, they go to Hamburg, they go to Seneca Falls. The entire nation has gotten into the gaming business. And the basic philosophy is either you catch up and keep up, or you die on the vine. It's just that simple. You see it happening in Maryland and the state of Delaware, the Delmarva Peninsula. There is a Delaware Bay on one side and the Chesapeake Bay on the other side. And they had race casinos just like we have in Finger Lakes now. And they looked around, the people in Maryland looked around, and all the gamblers there were from the state of Maryland. The state of Maryland got religion and said, we're going to change that. We are tired of our money leaving Maryland, going to Delaware and West Virginia, which is Charlestown. So it's like I said earlier, either you understand who you are and where you are, because the entire nation has gotten in the gaming business, and you can't stop it. And it's a new wave, and that wave is coming, and it's heavy. It's like a 20 to 40 foot swells in the ocean.
All right, Jim. That's Cuomo's argument.
If you don't have the right boat, you'll go down.
Jim's argument is somewhat what Cuomo is saying, but Mayor Johnson, when he says that's who we are as an American people now, and Rochester better get on board, do you buy it?
Well, I don't think I heard Jim say quite we should get on board. I think what he's saying is that this is a proliferating industry. The numbers support it. I cited some numbers a few weeks ago saying at the time we were fighting off a casino in Rochester, in downtown Rochester, there were 27 casinos in the Mid-Atlantic region of this country. Today, the time the study was done in 2012, there were 56. Now, that's more than double the number, and the number keeps coming. You know, we look at this in isolation. We're looking at Monroe County. Think about it. Some casino is going to be built within 100 miles of Rochester one way or the other under the governor's plan. In the southern tier, some casino is going to be built. They're talking about expanding casinos in Massachusetts. I mean, within a day's drive of here, you can drive right across the New York border and go to several casinos all along in Pennsylvania. So people who are looking for gaming experience are not starved. What are we doing? We're cannibalizing this industry, and that's what the Seneca Casino, they don't care. They don't own Batavia. They don't own Farmington. They don't care that they will destroy two viable businesses and put out of work people that they are likely not going to hire in their new facility. How does the governor embrace that kind of cannibalization? I think the Governor Cuomo needs to explain more to us than he's explained. And as I say, this is his election year. He can't ignore the questions if they're framed to him properly.
We also haven't talked about addiction at all.
Well,
but I know your hour's probably coming.
We got 80 seconds. Here's what I want to do. Real briefly, the last caller mentioned Henrietta's town supervisor, Jack Moore. We tried to get a hold of him yesterday and did not. He told the Democrat and Chronicle, quote, they did what they said they were going to do. The Senecas secure a piece of property near 390. He hasn't personally supported it. He's sort of standing back saying the town doesn't have a huge say at this point, but we'll see. Mark Peterson, president and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise, told the Democrat and Chronicle, quote, if they can put a deal together, good for them. I think there's a lot of stumbling blocks, and it's a little above my pay grade as far as casinos, saying that he doesn't know what kind of economic benefit. Is that concerning that we don't know what kind of economic benefit? I mean, there's a lot of studies.
Mark Peterson has made comments in the past that he's not a huge fan of casinos.
Okay, so.
But we do know what the economic benefits are. There are numerous studies. They keep coming out every month about the devastating impact of casinos. I think that Mark Cassini, who I've battled with in the past, made a rather cogent argument. He sounded like a man who had done his homework and found out that this is not going to benefit his town the way he thought it did. And not only that, there are huge obstacles in the way that he seems that he doesn't really want to try to overcome. So we have the work in front of us. We just need to understand what it is.
We'll see what the Senecas say. Rachel Barnhart can be found at WROC-TV. Also, the Rochesterian Online. Real quick, you can go there and find your list of questions. If you can give me three top questions, Rachel, that you haven't answered yet from the Senecas, what are they?
I think we need a market study. Who is going to come there? How much are you going to pay Henrietta? And what is Henrietta going to do with the money?
We'll see you next time. We hope to have a little more time with Kathy Walker. We open the hour talking to her, the CEO of the Seneca Gaming Corporation, former Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson. Nice to see you, Bill. Thanks for coming in the studio for us.
Thank you.
And we will continue the conversation as we go forward. Thanks you to the many calls this hour and for spending this afternoon with us on Connection. See you Wednesday.